This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia media reports a prisoner swap could be in the works between the United States and Russia. The report quotes a deputy foreign minister saying the potential swap would include the notorious arms trafficker Victor Boot, known as the Merchant of Death, in exchange for American prisoners, including basketball player Brittany Griner and former Marine Paul Whelan. The deputy foreign minister said he hopes the prospect, quote, not only remains, but is being strengthened, end quote. Japan officials are reporting North Korea's military test fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday morning that landed in Japanese waters. The missile that can carry nuclear warheads has a range that could hit the United States mainland. It was the North Korean military's second ICBM launch, reported this month. We have an update on the student loan debt transfer by President Biden. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is planning to ask the Supreme Court to review its student debt relief plan. On Thursday, the Justice Department announced its plan to ask the court to reverse an injunction which has prevented the debt relief program from moving forward. Six Republican state officials have filed a lawsuit claiming the program is unfair and unconstitutional, and a three-judge panel voted to pause the debt relief while the lawsuit unfolds.
As we wonder how Jay Leno is doing after getting bad burns this week while working on a car, his friend and comedian Tim Allen just got done visiting with Jay Leno on Thursday.
Face looks great. It didn't look all that good to begin with, so this is it. No, he's going with the George Clooney look. You're going to be surprised. He's handsome and he's happy, and the hospital's doing a great job taking care of him.
Cold Arctic air will blanket most of the country this weekend. Heavy lake-effect snow will dominate the Great Lakes region. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A 22-year-old Diamond Bar, California man who authorities believe intentionally crashed into a group of jogging law enforcement recruits was released from custody Thursday evening. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said the suspect was only released until investigators can develop more evidence and present a stronger case for prosecutors. Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez will be back in court today. A law enforcement officer involved in the Uvalde school shooting will retire. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
The Uvalde officer who was leading the city's police department during the hesitant law enforcement response to an elementary school shooting that killed 19 children and 2 teachers has stepped down. Lieutenant Mariano Pargas, who was already on leave, retired Thursday after 18 years working for the city. His retirement will be immediate, but the city is still processing the paperwork. His retirement comes ahead of a Saturday meeting at which the city council was set to consider firing him.
Alabama's execution of a man convicted in the 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of a preacher's wife was called off Thursday just before the midnight deadline because state officials were unable to find a vein to inject the lethal drugs. Alabama Department of Corrections prison staff tried for about an hour to get the two required intravenous lines connected to Kenneth Eugene Smith, 57 years old. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us. And we've got John Fleetwood from American Faith. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Happy to be here. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Lots of things to talk. I want to talk about Gen Zers in a moment, but also this headline caught my eye, which is goofy. It's goofy, and maybe you can help me out here. You know, Michelle Obama, you know, here, I don't know, always, you know, said, well, when they go low, we go high, you know, this kind of idea that she's somewhat of a unifying agent, and I found her to be, it's hard. I have a hard time understanding how she unifies. Her latest reveal is that, you know, now she's wearing her hair naturally, and she says that when she was in the White House, she thought that people wouldn't understand, you know, I mean, they were having a hard time accepting a black family in the White House, which is ridiculous when you think of the millions of people that voted for Barack Obama and the Obama family to be there and leading the country. But, you know, she has this conversation with Ellen DeGeneres and saying, well, you know, she wore her hair straight and she basically conformed and minimized her blackness, I guess, with her hairstyling in sensitivity towards people who would be offended. And, you know, and I thought, you know, she never ends here. I mean, it's just, let's just keep playing the race card all the time. And it's like, what's coming out of you is your insecurity about your own race, not about the people. I don't know, I must be an idiot. Because in all the years that the Obamas were there, I never heard anybody complain about Michelle's hair. But all of a sudden in this new book, she's talking about, oh, you know, I was trying to be sensitive to people. I mean, it's like, is this a race card thing, you know, so to speak? Am I overreading this? I'm kind of insulted by this.
Yeah, and it's funny, Bill, because her comments, at least as far as I can tell, were conspicuously devoid of evidence. I mean, this is something Thomas Sowell has taught me. Sowell's just one of my favorites.
Yes. Right, exactly.
And he says, you know, what you say to these liberals whenever they come at you with something and it kind of hits you on the emotional level, which it does, obviously, when you hear something like that. It's a former first lady saying that she felt like she couldn't wear her hair a certain way. Of course, that's going to shock you, shocks anybody. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? Did anybody say anything specifically about her hair? Like they're not ready for her hair. I mean, maybe you could find some like troll on Twitter in the comments section who maybe said something, but did she give any evidence for this whatsoever? And if somebody did say that to her, like an actual racist comment, we'd be right there with her saying that's incorrect. You can't judge somebody. By the way,
probably the people that said that or indicated that, it goes back to her youth. When you read about Michelle Obama in the early years, you know, she perceived herself, well, her her peers perceived her as an Oreo, you know, black on the outside, white on the inside, because her mannerisms and everything were very assimilated into the white culture that she disdains. But she's happy to live off the benefit of what the, you know, if you want to say it, the white culture has generated, her and her husband doing very well, thank you very much. And so if there was any criticism, I could see where maybe other blacks might have given her a bad time and teased her as they did when she was little, because she didn't present herself as, you know, as being black. I mean, she's almost lost in a way. And I can see this because I can tell you, I was talking to, you know, I've been doing this tour. You know, we did the Chosen Tour in Atlanta, and then we did this new tour also associated with Angel Pictures and distribution and that. It was a lot of fun, you know, these last couple of days in traveling on this promotional tour. And anyway, and I was talking with a fellow Hispanic, and she looks Hispanic. But, you know, compared to me, I'm, you know, more of a European look, and I tell people, well, my dad was from Spain, my mom was from Mexico, 9 kids, every other kid's light, dark, you know, kind of deal. But, you know, people look at me and they're really not sure, but they hear the name Martinez, they, oh, okay, must be Hispanic. And, you know, she was very vulnerable with me, and she says, you know, I it's frustrating for me because I don't speak Spanish fluently. We said, well, welcome to the club. That's about 40% of us that, you know, that don't. But, you know, but right. Don't let that be a debilitation. I mean, this gal is very talented. I mean, she and gorgeous. But I felt for her. And so I can relate a little bit in that context with what Michelle Obama is doing. Because you kind of feel like, okay, where do I fit? You know, I'm not fluent. You know, so sometimes the Hispanic community will, you know, look down on me. I'm not dark complected. I remember one time early on in my career when I was in LA radio, I went to give a presentation to some kids about the future of broadcasting. And it was at East LA College, you know, predominantly attended by Hispanic kids, right? And so I go there, and I'm looking for the sponsor who has invited me. And so I talk to a couple of girls that I meet in the quad, and I just said, hey, I'm looking for Mr. Johnson. You know where he's at? And I said, and they said, well, who are you? I said, I'm Bill Martinez. And there were signs all over the place. Bill Martinez speak today and all that. It was all very cool. But anyway, so she looks at me, and she goes, man, you're white. And so again, I get that, you know, I get that, and I don't speak in a traditional George Lopez, you know, kind of accent, and you know, whatever, and other Hispanics that are very, you know, they're characterized in that sort of thing, and but I can't make an apology for it.
You don't use it, Bill, as a tool. Or a, I don't know, a crutch, or you don't ask anybody to feel bad for you. And you're not trying to score political points when you talk about that. That's what she's doing. And that's right. The thing here is people have to understand the art of war. You have to know your enemy. That's rule number one. If you don't know what your enemy's up to, they're going to beat you 10 out of 10 times. What
exactly.
She's doing, it's called a Hegelian dialectic. It's a problem reaction solution. She's using this gambit of racism as a tool or as a weapon to move forward, to advance their form of whatever you want to call it. I just call it globalism.
Yeah.
Let's call it.
Yeah, but how does that advance our society? I mean, to me, it retards us. It keeps us separated. And shame on her for being a former first lady. We give her a lot of credit. The media gives her an incredible amount of credit, but no slapdown for something like this. I mean, this doesn't enhance the civility of the American people. I'm sorry. You know, and you're exactly right. I'm not using my background. I mean, I'm proud of my background. I'm proud of what my parents did for 9 kids and, you know, and the legacy of grandchildren that continues to grow because we're Hispanics and we know how to reproduce. It's amazing. It's a natural gift, let me tell you. But, you know, regardless, it's unfortunate that an educated woman like this would use a crutch of racism, you know, to further an agenda and to really harm people, not to help people. And I guess that's the irritation of this. And I'm sorry to bring this up and occupy the first segment that we have to talk about, but this stuff, this racist stuff, has got to quit.
Yeah, she knows exactly what she's doing.
You're exactly right, John Fleetwood, and it's disturbing, and I feel sorry for her. I really do, because this is coming out of her heart. This is out of her own experience and the pain that she must be dealing with, sadly. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. You're not going to hear, I have a lot of people, you're not going to hear a lot about Michelle Obama and her hair. And I was talking with John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith, that, you know, this is an issue. And here she is, a figure that could really unite us, but they're clearly on a different agenda. And speaking of which, I think, you know, the Gen Zers, you know, John, as we're looking at the polling of what happened in 2018 and what blocked this this projected red wave, we're finding out is the Gen Zers came out in record numbers, and they firewalled. They firewalled, you know, what should have been, you know, a takeover by conservatives. So now, in a sense, the onus is on these young kids that voted, which is amazing to me, because, you know, what we find out is that the difference between conservatives and progressives is experience. And when you have young people with a limited amount of experience, number one, number two, that have been fully indoctrinated, as you said earlier, and you were referring to, by the institutions that are sold out to socialism, Marxism, and communism, this is the first generation that's been fully, you know, formed that way. And here they, their voice speaks, and they affected a vote and the rule of our country in the face and the reality that 80% of the American voters said they were discontented with. But the young people know better. I mean, it's like Greta Thunberg. All of a sudden, you know, Greta Thunberg comes in and controls the vote here in America with all this emotion and yelling and screaming and, you know, just, you know, the poor girl, as I said, she needs medication. She needs to calm down, you know, because there's no education behind her emotion. It's all this stuff that, you know, for all the yelling and screaming you've been doing, Greta, where's the beef? Where's the beef for all this screaming and yelling? And this is, sadly, what's happening with the Gen Zers. And, you know, right now, you know, it's okay. But guess what? Your peers are starting to be laid off. The economy is in a free fall. This has been going on. America has been losing, and it's not going to get any better soon over these next 2 years, I don't think.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon we're going to have to figure out. The Independent, they ran a headline, "Thank You, Gen Z, How Young Voters Saved the Democrats." So exit polls from the 2022 midterms, they show that the youth vote remains one of Democrats. It's one of the keys to them winning. So they sent this report, exit polls from the National Election Pool, the NEP, which includes a consortium of news outlets, and the Edison Research Group found that younger voters aged 18 to 29 were the only voter group by age to overwhelmingly support Democrats in the midterm. 63% of voters in that age group voted for Democratic House candidates, according to the poll, while 35%, only 35%, went for Republicans. So they're overwhelmingly voting for more policies that are going to continue to do more economic, financial, foreign policy damage. And why would that be? I mean, it makes sense. Again, the Bible says you don't let people look down on you because of your age, but you're supposed to set an example. It says that in Timothy. So, I mean, I don't look down on Gen Z. I'm a millennial myself. I don't look down on any other generation. There's pros and cons to all of them, but they don't just by necessity. Those younger generations, you know, maybe a lot of them haven't heard the workforce, but not most of them haven't in a way where they're bearing as much responsibility as the older generations are, just out of necessity, because that's what happens with age. I saw a poll the other day.
Well, let me ask you this, John. Do you think the tuition forgiveness program had an impact on that?
Of course it did. And that was a promise that Biden made. And now it turns out, right, of course, after the midterms, that's something he's going to have to walk back. So the younger voters have to understand this. You are promised things. You were promised something from Joe Biden, something free, essentially free money. Like Milton Friedman, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And, right. And look at the timing of it. Younger voters, mm-hmm. Gen Z, look at the timing. They put this carrot in front of you before the midterms. So you'd say, yeah, I want my college debt forgiven. Midterms mm-hmm. happen. You vote for Democrats. And then right after that, Biden has to walk it back. So you were lied to. You were lied to by the Democrat Party. And I'm not saying, well, therefore the Republicans are all good, because you've got rhinos on the right, Republicans in name only. You've also got dinos, Democrats in name only, on the left, maybe like an AOC.
Right.
So I'm not saying, therefore, come to the Republican Party. I'm just saying we need to have a grown-up, let's have a mature, let's have an advanced understanding about how politics works. And you just have to see the fact that, like, they lied to you, Gen Z.
Yes.
So in the future, let's not vote for these policies.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's be smarter. Let's know that when somebody's providing a free lunch, there's no such thing. I mean, you've got to learn fast, especially in this political world. Otherwise, you're going to be like black Americans and other minorities that have been led, you know, by carrots in front of them, thinking the Democratic Party is, is the right choice, until you find out, they lied to you again. So how much time, how often can you put up with that? Look at Hispanics. Look at how many Hispanics moved to the Republican Party. And when I say moved, it wasn't that they decided just to upend the foundation of everything they believe in. They said, okay, we're going to give the party an opportunity. Let's see if they can deliver. And so this is why in these next 2 years, whoever the leadership of the Republican Party is, has got to have a sense of urgency and start winning some things. You know, figure out where they can win. Go ahead.
Listen, Gen Z, even if Biden were to pull that off and he'd get the Senate and the House, which, by the way, the House is under control of the Republicans now, so there's no way he's going to be able to get anything through the House. But even if he did give you that, here's $10,000 for, and by the way, the $10,000 was only, it wasn't for everybody. It wasn't for every right. degree. It was only for a small amount of people. But even if he gave that to you and you did get it, it's not free. And you're going to have to pay for that in taxes. There's somewhere else that they're still going to get the money from you. They're just going to tax you somewhere else. So that's the big lie. That's why the right is generally for lower taxes, because we understand this stuff. You can't get free things, because it's not free. You're going to have to pay for it eventually. And Bill, check this out. This is from Business Insider. Inflation and record high rent have almost a third of Gen Z living at home. That's Business Insider.
Yes.
New York Times, nearly a third of Gen Z is living at home. And that stinks, and it's hard. And there's a psychological toll on that. It doesn't feel good to live at home. So it's not like a making fun thing. It's like that's a really crummy situation. But the fact is, living at home, you don't have all these responsibilities. You're kind of expecting somebody else to help you out. And that's kind of where this mentality comes from.
Well, a day of reckoning is inevitable here, John, and this is what we've been yelling about here on the show, is that, you know, the administration has literally dumbed down the labor force in much the same way that's happened to our kids in the classrooms because of COVID, right? And now because of COVID, you sit there and you pay all these people, these eligible, healthy individuals that should be out in the labor force, you pay them to stay home. And, you know, when you're living in your mother's basement, hey, you don't need a whole lot of money. Your monthly nut is minimal. And so government paychecks and support and everything can carry the day for you. And then then what you're going to find out when you go in to compete in the labor force is you're not as good as you think you are, because you haven't been honing your skill. You haven't been applying yourself. And so here you are, you know, responding to what the Democratic Party did, and what they did is injurious to your future and to your raw talent. I mean, you kind of just, surrendered your gifts and talents to the Democratic Party for the sake of a government paycheck, a handout.
Yeah, it's like Nietzsche said, you got to have a why for any how. We need to make responsibility cool again and help people understand that it leads to better, I mean, even psychology, people's sense of well-being.
Exactly.
Providing for themselves, bearing responsibility, it's better for everybody involved.
Without a doubt. John Fleetwood, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first official day of winter is still a month away, but winter is making its presence known across the United States this weekend as lake effect snow piles up in western New York. A blast of cold Arctic air will send temperatures downward from the northern Rockies to the southern plains. House Republicans held a press conference Thursday, the morning after officially taking the majority, vowing to investigate the Biden family's business dealings. The evidence, they say, on the Biden laptop was ignored under Democrat rule, will see the light of day. Sanctions against Russia's invasion of Ukraine are having an impact. Russia's economy shrank 4% year-to-year in the third quarter of 2022. That officially puts the Russian economy in a recession as it comes on top of a 4.1% decline in their gross domestic product. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, as always, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, every year, Motor Trend picks one new car, truck, and SUV to earn the prestigious honor of being named the best in the market. Following October's unveiling of the Hyundai Ioniq 5 as the 2023 SUV of the year, the leading industry resource is going to announce the winning car today, this morning on the show. This is breaking news, okay? The editor at Motor Trend, Miguel Cortina, is with us right now to tell us all about it. Miguel, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
Hey, before we get to the big announcement here and all the trumpets getting ready to blare to enter in this announcement, let's first of all talk about how Motor Trend selects the car of the year.
Yeah, so this year we had 22 cars competing for our car of the year, and we compare each car against our six key criteria. We look at, everything from safety to efficiency to value, also design, engineering, and then one last one that we call performance of intended function, which is basically how well does the vehicle execute its job. And we compare all those 22 cars to our criteria, and then we choose a winner at the end. And, you know, it's always a tough process, but there's always one that stands out.
Exactly. Miguel, how many people are checking this out on the team?
So this year we had nine judges, and that number varies between years. But yeah, we usually have between 9 and 11 judges on the panel.
Mm-hmm. So
this includes editors, but also we have guest judges as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have Chris Heather, who worked at Ford and was the father of the Ford GT, great engineer, be a guest judge in our Car of the Year program. And so it's always a delight to talk to him and to have him give us his thoughts on the new trends in the automotive industry.
That must be fun for you, Miguel, to be around people that are this knowledgeable about cars, and they bring this rich history and experience to the judging. Gosh, I would just love to just be around. I don't think I could even begin to, compete and offer any benefit as a judge there, but just to hear the experiences that, these people have gone through.
Oh, yeah. No, it's always a delight. I mean, I always have to pinch myself when I am around in these programs. Because, when else are you going to be driving the latest cars in the market, right? So they are all there at your disposal. We go out to the desert, to the proving grounds, where we have all these cars basically available to us to drive. So, it's a dream come true. And it's always fun to be driving these cars back to back. Like you said, at the end of the day, you come out, and these are long days, obviously, because you're out in the desert driving all these cars back to back. But it is a long day, a long program. We spend about a week and a half out there. Mm. And all of our team resources basically come together from photo, video, social media, editorial, test team. Everybody is working together to make this possible. So we're proud to have a cool team like we do, and we're proud to have programs like this in the industry.
So just between me and you, when you're out there driving around having all that fun, are you ever tempted just to keep driving?
Honestly, there's always, the cars that provide more pleasure to you, that are more fun to drive than others, right? You may be driving them for a limited amount of time, but you're always want to do maybe an extra lap around the winding road or something like that. So,
exactly.
It's always tempting.
Well, good. So I appreciate that, because they would have to come and get me, I think, several times, because it's so much fun to be able to do this. And, of course, you're driving these cars that nobody else has driven. So this is quite the experience. Miguel, it's time to pull back the curtain and tell us Motor Trend's 2023 Car of the Year and why it was chosen.
Yeah, so Motor Trend's 2023 Car of the Year is the Genesis G90. This is a luxury sedan that is outstanding to look at. I am looking at it right now. It is, from every angle, it really stands out. From the front, it has a big clamshell hood, a big grille, the crest grille that's flanked by very thin headlights. And then from the rear, you have a very cool-looking taillight as well that's very easy to distinguish at day or at night. Inside, it's basically like a spa on wheels, like you can imagine from any luxury sedan. This one really stands out. The rear seat has a leg rest where you can put your feet up. The seat reclines. The seat in front of you actually moves all the way forward so that you can have much more space. And, I'm 6 foot, and I fit perfectly fine back there. It is a car that also rides very nice, right? As you can imagine, it has an air suspension that just makes the ride feel way, way better and very subtle and kind of like glides through every imperfection on the pavement. And it's an internal combustion engine car. It has 409 horsepower, 405 pound-feet of torque, a 3.5-liter V6 engine twin turbo with an available electric supercharger that it is pretty cool to drive. So for all those reasons and more, really, that's why the G90 became our car of the year.
And what a great-looking car, too. I mean, right away it appeals to your eyesight, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a car that stands out from the road. And, between all the luxury sedans that we have out there in the market, this one definitely stands out. I think Genesis has done a tremendous job in making their cars stand out. Design is obviously one of the biggest factors that drives people into the cars. And they have killed it. I mean, from not only with the G90, but also, last year we awarded the GV70 our SUV of the year. Design, again, was a big part of why it won. So the G90 is also a great value, too. I mean, between luxury sedans, it's hard to find value these days. But at the max price of the G90, for about $101,000, that's basically the starting price for a Mercedes-Benz S-Class, right?
Right
here you
mm-hmm.
have everything with it. It's jam-packed with features that just make your life better and just make you want to spend more time in the car.
Yeah, see, the thing with that many features, it'll probably take you 3 years to find all the features. You know, because there's so many, so many to enjoy. The other thing, too, that I'm impressed is that you did pick a combustible engine. So that's encouraging for all the talk about, you know, electric vehicles and combustible engines or by the wayside. I mean, here it is, your 2023 car of the year. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, we're in this period in the automotive industry where we're in a transition, right? There are EVs are coming up, and they're coming up very fast. But we also have great cars with an internal combustion engine. And that, you know, the G9 is one of them. It's really delightful to drive. So as more and more EVs get to the market, we're going to see them, you know, we're going to see more of them get our awards. But for now, I think the G90, at least this year, it really stood out between the competition from the 22 cars that we had.
I know you've touched on some of the highlights here, Miguel, and we got about a minute and a half left here. What particularly, I mean, let's just say one, two, three top things that stuck out for you on the Genesis 390.
So the back seats, for sure. I think when you sit back there, there's this function called the Mute Curator, or this feature called the Mute Curator, that you turn it on, and it has four different moods that you can choose from. And depending on how you're feeling, the car will automatically becomes like an immersive experience around your body. The seat massages will turn on, the seat will recline, the ambient lighting and the curtains, well, the sun curtains will come up and will, like, you know, make the car a little darker or lighter depending on the function that you choose. There's a perfume that is sprayed in the cabin, and a very nice music that's played in the background. So it just makes the experience more immersive, right? And
wow,
it's kind of
exactly.
Like,
wow.
This is, So it's kind of like, you know, attention to detail that's placed in the interior that you don't see in many cars these days.
Exactly.
It's honestly, it's kind of like you find out about issues that you had before that you didn't know, and then you come into the G90 and you're like, I just feel much better here. So
very cool.
I think that's what, you know, that's why it stands out, really.
Well, Miguel Cortina has been our guest. He's the editor at Motor Trend, the world's number one automotive authority. Real quick here, about 30 seconds left. What trends are you seeing coming out of this year's L.A. Auto Show that's going to go on till the end of the month?
Yeah, just a lot of electric and electrified vehicles. You know, we're seeing a lot of that this year at the L.A. Auto Show. We're going to see a lot of EVs and hybrid cars hit the market next year, early next year, and we're very excited about that.
Where can they go for more information on this winning vehicle, Miguel?
MotorTrend.com. Please go there. All of the information on our Genesis G90 car of the year and all of the other 22 cars that competed in this year's competition, it's all available online.
Breaking news from the editor at Motor Trend, Miguel Cortina, has been our guest. Miguel, thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you so much, Bill. Have a good one.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, the bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
Love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Joni DeBrito is with us right now. She's the Director of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. Joni, can I be one of the first to say Happy Thanksgiving? Because 'tis the season.
Yes, thank you, and Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, Bill.
Yeah, I so appreciate you and appreciate your dedication to come on the show.
Sure.
And talk about this important topic about this time, this special time for Thanksgiving. It really is, I might say, a sanctified time. This is something that God has set aside for us, and amazing that not a lot of countries do this, but we're privileged to take the traditions of what we've learned over the years from past experience and pause and really, kind of sit in this moment of thankfulness and gratitude, right?
Yes. And it's such a great thing to do this time of year to actually get us started to do it every day of the year thereafter and
right.
in the following year.
Well, when you think about the way, you can look at it in several ways. If I say liturgical calendar, some people in the audience may not understand what that means in terms of referencing how the church lays out its year, and they follow certain traditions and reminders because we need to be reminded of things. But, the way God has set this, and I believe it is ordained by God, that this season gets us ready for Advent that then gets us ready to receive baby Jesus.
Yes, I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. And what's amazing about this is that, the Bible is very clear that we are actually called to be grateful and thankful. And, we see that in several Bible verses, Ephesians 5:18 through 20, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. But it's not just talking about being grateful in the good times. We also are called to be grateful in times of suffering. And we know that there are many people who may be facing this Thanksgiving time with grief and loss and so forth and suffering. But we also know that out of that suffering can come really, really great things and draw us closer to the Lord. So mm-hmm. it's so important to focus on gratitude this time of year, but also focus on it in a way that you can begin to develop that idea of focusing on it every day of your life in obedience mm-hmm. to the Lord, and also to draw nearer to Him and to encourage the people that are around you.
Yeah, and we are encouraged by God's Word to come to Him with a thankful heart. And so if we're doing that to Him, we know what applies vertically also applies horizontally, does it not?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if we're going into a meeting with God Almighty, a moment of time that we're told that we should come in with thankful hearts and offering, you know, sometimes that sacrifice of praise, and the sacrifice of praise is a reminder that we do it because it is a sacrifice. Sometimes we don't feel like praising God. But
right.
God says, you know, but trust me, it's okay. You know,
right.
I can handle it, but just come to me, be thankful, praise God for what He has done for you. And it is amazing the attitude shift that takes place. I mean, how many times has that happened to you, Joni?
Many times. And it's also amazing how it's very infectious. So if you come into, as you mentioned, a meeting and you're grateful and you have a grateful heart and you begin to also express gratitude to people around you, you'll find that other people then start to express gratitude to one another and maybe to you. It's the gift that mm-hmm. keeps on giving.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. And what's really cool is that recent science research, brain research, et cetera, has shown a number of health benefits, and obviously we know the spiritual benefits of expressing gratitude. So improvements in eating and sleeping, reductions in stress, reductions in blood pressure, reductions in fear, decreases in depression, increases in healthy exercise and pain tolerance and immunity. And so there are all these advantages, and we as Christians know, well, of course, we're just living out what God asked us to do in the first place. But it's really neat to see science catching up with God.
Exactly. I know. It's amazing, right? It's like some of these scientists want to tell us there's a conflict, you know, but hey, look at God created science. So, you know, the knuckleheads are finally getting it together and realizing, oh, but God, right?
Right.
It is comical. But the truth of the matter is, and to your point here, is that even science eventually can catch up with the truth. As my friend would say, even a blind squirrel can find a nut. You know, once in a while.
Right.
Yes, and I believe that case. And so here science is proving out something that God has told us from the very beginning, the benefits of having a thankful, you know, an attitude of gratitude and the health benefits of that. So, you know, you got to think about that for just a moment. If you find yourself, you know, frustrated and you're demonstrating these conditions that Joni referred to, then maybe you need to have that Selah moment and pause and stop yourself before you wreck yourself, so to speak, and think, okay, have I distanced myself and disconnected myself from an attitude of gratitude? And that's why I'm so caught in this bucket of gum and so discouraged, perhaps, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's amazing. I know when I've worked with clients who are really depressed and anxious and so forth and start asking questions, what would it be if instead of thinking about it this way, in other words, doom and gloom, you thought about it this way? This could actually be a gift. And as people start changing the way they think about things, they start to feel better, and they naturally then start to feel more grateful and thankful. And it's so important to express that gratitude as well. So if there's someone in your life that you see and you think, wow, I really appreciate that person's faithfulness or their patience or their kindness, say that. Tell
right.
them, this is what I appreciate about you, and it really helps them to start to think more in terms of gratitude as well as mm-hmm. woe is me, etc.
Exactly. And speaking of other people, sometimes you do interject that sacrifice of praise. You come in contact with somebody that comes in your orbit that's not very praiseworthy, as you can see from the surface, but yet you begin to look for things that are praiseworthy about that individual and what that does to that person's attitude and yours as well. I've enjoyed that opportunity, and it's like one of those VA moments. I should have had a V8. It's like, oh my gosh, what a knucklehead. I should have done this earlier, you know,
right.
instead of just frustrating myself with this person because, after all, they are equally a child of God made in His image, and God in His incredible magnificence and mercy affords us to come in contact with people. And sometimes people that we've, you know, experienced to be the most irritating are the ones that are most beneficial. You know, they're the ones that have that missing puzzle piece, you know, that you've been striving for and maybe some cases looking for years for. And all of a sudden, this most irritable person is the one that has it. But right. You'll never find it if you if you're not appreciative. Right.
Right. Right. And you have to figure out where what appears to you to be a weakness might actually be a strength. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, people who, you know, have a certain way of doing things and it has to be done their way, and people kind of feel uncomfortable around them because they might always be correcting them. Okay, so that's something that maybe that person needs to work on to not be so critical. But what you can see in that person actually has a desire to do things well. And so it's interesting how when you can sometimes flip things, instead of saying, stop being so critical, you can say, I recognize about you that you want to do things well.
Right.
All of a sudden, it even helps them to look at things in a very different way.
Exactly. You have turned their behavior, you've elevated that behavior,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
As opposed to staying low and making it offensive, you start looking at the opportunity of this God-given gift, and maybe the person just hasn't refined it yet, and maybe not fully recognized it, but you're exactly right, Joni, is that these things are gifts. They're given to them by God. And sometimes we just don't, you know, we don't know how to utilize that gift. And if we want to love one another as we love ourselves, we want people to make accommodation, understand that, yeah, I might be a little bit of a bull in a china closet here, but I'm still working. I'm not perfect. I'm a work in progress, and thank God for the Holy Spirit, right?
Right, exactly. And we know that, you know, praise and encouragement tends to motivate people much more than criticism as well.
Right, exactly. Well, we got a couple of minutes left here, Joni, and as we wrap things up, I mean, I really want our audience to enjoy this Thanksgiving. Yes, there's a lot of travail and some strange things happening in our culture, and guess what? There will always be that going on. But the other thing that will always be is God Almighty. And God blesses us, and He wants us to, you know, come into this season with a heart of gratitude and thankfulness. And fortunately for our country and our culture, we have a day that commemorates this kind of blessing. So, you know, give us a prescription. What can we do to make this Thanksgiving the best Thanksgiving ever?
Well, I think the first thing is to decide that you are going to intentionally look for things to be grateful for in your life and also in the people in your life, and to make it a practice to express those things to your loved ones and to your friends, and even to look in the mirror and thank God for the things and the gifts and the talents and skills and so forth that He has given you. And so if you are intentional about doing that, you're going to find that you're going to feel a lot better, and you're obviously going to be honoring God at the same time.
Yeah, and I think when you sit around the Thanksgiving table with your family and friends, be prepared. Be prepared to share something from your heart that you've been thinking about, that you don't find yourself in a last-minute scramble trying to come up with an idea, but that you've really, as you said, and I like that, be intentional so that with purpose you're able to share in front of, you know, in front of your family, friends, what you're thankful for and the gratitude that you have for the people that are there in your presence, right?
Definitely, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Wow, great prescription to make this the best Thanksgiving ever, and I pray that that would be so. Joni DiBrito from Focus on the Family. She's the Director of Parenting and Youth at Focus. Thank you, Joni. Happy Thanksgiving.
Like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters I...